Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The left fielder, George Stumpf. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Wurstler trying to get to home. Dykes throws to Sewell, who tags Wurstler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 1 in the game. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Rhodes covering, for the out. Bonura moves to third. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Puccinelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Puccinelli reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Puccinelli moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Krivic scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 2 in the game. Stumpf hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Puccinelli takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead bunts towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Wurstler covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Sewell steals third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 3 in the game. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to home to get Sewell. Krivic moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehead, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Wurstler scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peters. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Pete steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Clint Brown. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Krivic bunts towards third. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-4 in the game. Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell scores. One out. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.